we're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had expanded on how great the merits of doing kindness is. He discussed that it is an atonement. Instead of bringing a sacrifice, the acts of kindness are the atonement that we could have today that we don't have the temple. And he said, I expanded on this because I see that today people are always thinking, how can I make an easy dollar? How can I make some profit on the money I have? And for a few cents, they'll put their money in a savings account instead of getting so much more by giving it as a loan to someone else where they'll get such a great mitzvah. And sometimes people even do it in a way that's in transgression of the prohibition of taking interest from their fellow men. Shenit, secondly, I expanded on this point, because even if, let's say, they wrote up the contract in a way that's permissible in accordance with Halacha, nonetheless, in the world, the kindness has gone down greatly because people are all thinking, how can I make a few cents in the savings account where I'll get my interest? And it's already written in the works that the Torah prohibited lending with interest. One of the reasons behind it was that God wanted more kindness in the world. And when we act with our fellow man with kindness, then God too turns to us and acts towards us with kindness. And previous generations, he says, they weren't so intent on making an easy cent or two, and you didn't find people hoarding their money to try and make a drop of interest and preferring that over lending it to others. Only people who had a lot of money. Let's say a guy had 100 or 200 rubles, and then he needs the interest because that's what he lives off of. And you can't tell a guy, you know, take all your assets and lend them. Obviously, if a guy has, you know, he has $100,000, so he should put it in some kind of program where he can make money off that money. That's okay. But he just has to ensure that he does it in accordance with Halacha, and he recommends we look in the Chochmas Adam to see how to do that. So back then, the average person, if he had extra money, would do kindness. If he had a lot of extra money, so then he would use it to make money off it. But nowadays, he says, you see in some places that what's happening is, even if a guy has a little bit of extra money, where the interest he'll be making off of that money is so minuscule, and even so, he's looking to make that small percent, those few cents, that's what interests him. And when this is the case, so then people aren't lending money to one another at all. All they're thinking about is, how can I make money off my money? And that's not right. If you need $1, you need 1 ruble to borrow, you can't even find it. Because even if a guy has an extra dollar, he's right away putting it in his savings account to get an extra cent at the end of the month. Where the only place you can get a loan nowadays, he says, is from a lender who's going to take a percent. So, he says, my brothers, this isn't the way God wanted us to live our lives. Even if you tell me you're doing it in a way that it's not prohibited, that the interest is not prohibited, nonetheless, if a person could give a loan to someone who is trustworthy, or he could take good collateral and he could give the loan in a way that he won't have to worry about it afterwards, he's responsible to give the loan. And as we explained earlier, but what a person should do is, if he has a small amount of extra cash, lend it in a responsible way. Remember, he said lend it to someone who you can trust will give back. Lend it when you have a good, strong collateral. And then have faith in Hashem that when you stick to the act of, to the trade of kindness, Hashem yitbach yitnehegimo gamken b'midat ha-chesed, God too will treat him with kindness. V'yishlach lo bracha b'maseh yadav t'murat zeh. And God will give him blessing in what he does in exchange for his being kind to his fellow men.